From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama is hosting his Mexican counterpart at the White House today, and both men raise concerns about a controversial new immigration law in Arizona. More from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
The Arizona law would give police the authority to detain people believed to be in the country illegally. President Obama called it misguided.
The Arizona law, I think, expresses some of the frustrations that the American people have had in not fixing a broken immigration system. And frankly, the failures of the federal government to get this done.
He says he shares that frustration, but to get an immigration overhaul passed through Congress, President Obama says he'll need some help from Republicans. He and Mexican President Felipe Calderon also discussed the war on the drug cartels, and President Obama said Mexico can count on U.S. help. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Oil giant BP says it hopes to be able to start carrying out what it calls a top kill on its leaking well in the Gulf of Mexico. Basically, that means engineers would start a procedure that involves shooting a mixture known as drilling mud into the wellhead. If that doesn't work, possibly using debris such as knotted rope, pieces of tires, and golf balls. Procedure which could take weeks to conduct would hopefully stop the oil well from leaking. Oil has been gushing from the wrecked well since April 20th explosion at the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig off the coast of Louisiana. NOAA is reporting today a small amount of oil from the leak has now entered the powerful loop current in the Gulf, which could carry it down to the Florida Keys and possibly even up the East Coast. Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan's confirmation hearing is set to begin June 28th. The date was announced today by Senator Patrick Leahy, the Democratic chairman of the Judiciary Committee. NPR's David Welna has more.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Leahy said he hopes the late June confirmation hearing for Kagan can be completed the week before the Senate adjourns for a week-long July 4th recess.
Then I would urge everybody to come to the hearing with an open mind, listen to our answers to those questions, and we will make sure that every senator, both sides of the aisle, have ample time to ask the questions they want.
The Judiciary Panel's top Republican, Jeff Sessions, made it clear he would have picked a later date for the hearing.
We'll try to do our best to conduct an effective hearing, even if I would have preferred a little more time.
Still, Sessions said he expected Kagan's confirmation process will be completed by the August recess. David Welna, NPR News. The Capitol.
Senate Banking Committee Chairman Christopher Dodd says he's decided not to seek a provision that would have sought to delay a requirement in the financial overhaul bill requiring banks to spin off their derivatives businesses. Republican lawmakers, meanwhile, voted today to delay final action on the massive regulation bill. Stocks fell again on Wall Street today. The Dow was down 66 points, ending the session at 10,444. The Nasdaq was down 18. This is NPR. Iranian TV is reporting the mothers of three detained American hikers have arrived in Tehran. English-language Press TV reports the women will be permitted to see them on an Islamic humanitarian basis. The women are also expected to appeal to the Iranian government for the release of the three who have been held since July. The hikers were taken into custody after they strayed into Iran from neighboring Iraq. Iran has maintained they were spying for the U.S., charges the U.S. government has denied. Researchers say having a child with autism may put stress on a marriage, but does not make couples more likely to get divorced. NPR's John Hamilton has that story.
For years, there have been unsubstantiated reports that the divorce rate in families with an autistic child is as high as 80%. Brian Friedman from the Kennedy Krieger Institute in Baltimore says that figure disturbed a lot of parents.
It's pretty disheartening to them to get a diagnosis of autism and then immediately afterwards a diagnosis of divorce.
So Friedman led a team that studied data from the 2007 National Survey of Children's Health. And he says they found that children with autism were just as likely as other kids to belong to a family with two married parents.
It was really nice to see the level of resiliency that these families have.
Friedman presented the results at the International Meeting for Autism Research in Philadelphia. John Hamilton, NPR News.
Economists at the Federal Reserve are apparently seeing a bit more upside for the economy than they did at the beginning of the year. The Fed, in its latest forecast, says it now expects the U.S. economy to expand at a rate of between 3.2 and 3.7% this year. That's up from an earlier estimate of 2.8 to 3.5%. The Fed also sees the unemployment rate will come down slightly. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.